Yeah, we're going to jump into this straight away. Shaunie, we want to spend as much time as we can with Nathan Brown. He's the head coach of the Newcastle Knights. His third year in charge up there at Newcastle, and there's a fair bit of expectation around the town and the team now, which is...
So there should be.
Absolutely. Not necessarily a bad thing. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Nathan.
Jimmy, how are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. More to the point, how are you? How are the Newcastle Knights? The expectations of this year, Nathan, what are they? Have you put a number, a figure, a position on it?
Oh, look, we haven't done that, Jimmy. I suppose we're sort of well aware that, you know, I suppose when we went from year one to year two, our expectations were that we could improve a fair bit, which we did, and our expectation was some obvious recruitment and the development of our younger players are a fair bit higher this year than what they were last year, but I certainly don't want to go out there and overstate something that's probably getting too far ahead of ourselves. Well, I certainly wouldn't say we're going to win X games and try and limit them either, you know, but we've certainly got some, our expectations are certainly to make some significant steps forward, that's for sure.
Brownie, number of good pickups for the season to come. Probably Mitch Pearce, you'd say, headlines that group of players. How's he settled in up there?
Yeah, look, Pearce, as anyone in the game knows, a sort of good knock-around bloke and he fits in well anywhere, so he's been easy. And you know, pretty much all the players we've signed, you know, I think we've got three or four from the Roosters, a couple from the Bronx, one from Melbourne. We've sort of got one from the Cowboys. All the players we signed either, you know, played in the grand final or the week before the grand final. So they all come from really strong competitive clubs. So, you know, the one thing we certainly did last year was have a go. And we've brought players that are not only more talented into our squad, but players that come from clubs that I suppose know how to compete and how to prepare well. And so we feel that sort of balance with what we sort of achieved last year, what we've brought in, should hopefully give us a fair bit more polish when we do get ourselves in some good situations.
I think, Nathan, one of the interesting things about Mitchell Pearce, and there was a number of clubs courting him at the time, and the interesting thing about it, and this has been made public, is the nature of his contract. And a lot of the incentives that have been written in, from what I understand, are based around team performance rather than individual performance. It's a bit like a coach contract as opposed to a player contract. Who instigated that? Was that something the Knights looked at, or is that something that Mitch wanted?
I'd like to take all the credit there, Jimmy, but I had nothing to do with it. Darren Mooney actually come up with that, and he's actually done that same thing with a couple of all of our younger players, because, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've made quite clear is, yeah, we had a lot of younger blokes that started playing here 2 years ago that simply weren't ready to play first grade.
Sure.
And were happy to play first grade, which wasn't their fault. It was just where we were as a club. And then last year, you know, we got to a stage where we were competing so much better than the year before, but not winning. And then we started to win a few games. And so a few of our younger players that have re-signed contracts have got the same thing in their club, in their contract, in their new contracts, just because, you know, playing first grade and competing and then winning is one thing, but at the end of the day, you want to be playing finals football, don't you? And in Mitch's contract, obviously, Mitch is obviously very well paid anyway, but to get that real cream on the top, that's sort of what Moon's come up with to put in his contract. And to Mitch's credit, he was prepared to do it too, which probably shows what sort of team guy he is, which is really important.
You're deep into the off-season now, Brownie. Who's jumped out at you in the squad across the break? Who's put their hand up?
Look, probably as a whole, like, you know, a lot of our sort of younger ones that have come through from the, you know, 2 years ago, they all, you know, this time last year, they all seem to be advanced a bit, and the ones that are still with us now all seem to be advanced. And then obviously all the newer players we've brought in that have come from good systems are all providing something, you know, like, you know, we've had just Tao Maker's had a shoulder reco, and, you know, Tao spent a bit of time in the early part of his career with knee problems. And, you know, when you talk to the rehab staff, they say just how professional and how well he does his rehab, which has been really good, because he's had young Daniel Staff and Mitch Barnett with him in rehab, you know. So different blokes, I suppose, have a different impact in different ways. But look, there's certainly not any one of the new players or younger players who are unhappy with. There's always one or two that need a bit of an iron pot on the back of their backside sometimes. But as a whole, you know, with all the guys that have either come in new, we've brought something to the table, or if it's a player that's a younger one that's been here for a couple of years, they've certainly improved on everything they were doing a year or two ago, which is that sort of where we're sort of at, I suppose.
From what I understand, there's money remaining in the cap. Nathan, are you finished with recruitment yet? Are you going to save that for perhaps later in the season when opportunities arise, as has been seen over the last couple of years?
Oh, look, yeah, we're certainly still in a pretty good spot there, Jimmy. There's certain you know, a couple of positions that we feel would be good for us to add to, you know. It's sort of, you know, Moon's done a lot of work there in that cap, and it's a fair bit of a juggling act. And, like, you know, for all clubs, it's a real sort of moving beast, the salary cap. And,
yeah,
and players do jump out and achieve things quickly. It can make things change a bit on what money you have available. So it's a real balancing act. But we're certainly in a good spot if a good player comes up in the right position, you know. So we're pretty settled in our key positions now. We feel like, as a club, with Kalen at fullback and with Mitchell at half, and then we've brought young Slade Griffin in to challenge Danny Levi. We feel that's good. And then, you know, Connor and Brock, and, you know, we're not sure what's happening with Cogs at the moment, and neither with Brock, you know, but we'd love to keep either or both. But to have that really good sort of depth and keep that sort of flow of people in key positions. So we're looking reasonably well in that sort of area. And, you know, another good middle forward and another outside back would probably be ideal for our squad. But just have to wait and see, I suppose, what comes up. But, you know, from what I understand, there's a fair few clubs out there that are in a pretty good spot if someone does come up. I suppose it's just what you need at the time, I suppose.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing, looking at your, let's call it your best side, and this is speculation about who will be playing where, but your spine age, Ponga at the back. Now, whether it's Watson or Lamb or Cogger, Pierce at halfback, and then Levi at hooker, you've got three very young players in three of the four key positions, Brownie. That's the thing that you look at and think, oh, you're down on experience. How do you counter that?
Oh, firstly, I suppose with Mitch, that was always important that we found we always wanted to try and find a player, you know, Mitchell, Maloney, you know, and I suppose the heavens struck us there getting Pierce, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, getting someone of that real experience was really important. And, you know, we've got Slade Griffin, who's just played in a winning grand final side at Melbourne, who hadn't played a lot of football at Melbourne, again, had his injury troubles, but has been around those good guys. So we'd hope that, you know, between Slade and Denny, we can find a pretty good balance there. And then with our other younger ones, you know, Brock started to show some nice signs last year. Connor's obviously a player who had that, I suppose, Craig Wing sort of Kirk in the utility tag. And then Kalen's obviously a player with exceptional talent, you know. But the big thing for us was getting Mitchell, obviously, provided a very experienced player, which we could, as I said, that just sort of happened. How things with Cooper, so it was probably whether it's, and Moon's always says recruitment, you know, a fair bit of its luck, and that sort of landed in our lap a little bit, I suppose. And then with Kalen and with Connor in particular and Lamy, the greatest thing they can do is play and learn from experiences, and it's not always going to be perfect. And
sure.
Yeah, you know, we've got some, you know, obviously Natty Johns has done a little bit of work with them, and, you know, we feel from that point of view we can obviously provide, you know, a little bit of help from them. But at the end of the day, training and playing, as you know yourself, Jimmy, you get better through playing and training, and that's all we can do is keep providing them those opportunities. But Mitchell coming definitely has eased the big burden for us in that area and helped fast-track
sure.
their development.
Yeah.
And just before Chrissy, Brownie, there was some chat around Trent Hodkinson almost or potentially coming a little further south. What's the lay of the land with Trent at the moment?
Look, I'm probably not 100% sure. Just from our point of view, though, you know, Trent, we're happy with Trent here. If that's what Trent wants, you know, we're not trying to push him out. We don't need to do that and had no intention to do on that. But whether something arises elsewhere for Trent, I suppose, the Manly thing was something that looks like it's a possibility if their salary cap's okay. But, you know, Trent's here training. He's doing what he always does, always prepares well, and we're quite comfortable with that. It provides us with some really good depth in that position. But if some better opportunity comes up and Trent comes and says he'd like to take it, well, we won't stand any going.
Give us a tangible change for the club from a facilities point of view, from a resource point of view, given the fact that the West Group are now the owners. Brownie?
Oh, well, probably we actually train out of a West place anyway. At Mayfield, where we train, is a West-owned place, which the facility is actually quite a good facility anyway. It's not where the Broncos or Penrith are at, but it's certainly better than a lot of other organisations. And if you had to stay for the next 10 years and added one or two things, you wouldn't complain. But
sure.
That's probably what's coming in, you know, with the, you know, West provided $10 million cash up front, which then the government match dollar for dollar, so that we can build a, you know, as good a facility as probably anyone's got in in rugby league, whether it be tennis or Brisbane, will be as good as that. And yeah, Matty Gidley worked hard with the local sort of council and government, the venues to get the land. So in the back of McDonald Jones Stadium, that's where we'll have a big centre of excellence. I think there's going to be four training fields, and we'll be as fortunate as any rugby league or probably any sporting club in Australia. But that's probably 2 years away. But as we stand at the moment, we certainly can't use not having a good enough facility as an excuse, mate. The club's sort of, you know, since Nathan Pinkley took over, and I know he's obviously had his critics for different reasons, but he still did put some money into some areas, and West have been helping out the Knights for a period of time. The biggest thing it's probably done in the short term is when you're talking to a player of Mitchell's quality and profile and his manager, when you have a club of West financial clout, I don't think anyone's worried that we're going to have another episode where players aren't going to get paid and you don't have any stability because West is so powerful and have so much money, you know. So in the recruitment market, if we want a high-profile player, it doesn't give us an advantage over any other club, but it certainly doesn't make players feel worried or managers or parents feel worried.
Yeah.
So that's probably the big thing in the short term it's done for us, but long term it's going to, you know, hopefully allow us to keep a high majority of our juniors for longer periods of time and provide a pathway for them, a training base from which is second to none.
Yeah. Works both ways too, Brandy. Make sure the coach gets paid too, huh?
Well, that helps, Jimmy.
Absolutely. We're all a bit like that. Just before we let you go, mate, a captain for this year, Sione Mitautia, has done it in the past. How's he going with his number of concussions that he had throughout 2017?
Yeah, look, Sione... Now, when he had his test, there was numbers of things that come out of his test, and he's been, you know, he's obviously got the doctors in Newcastle who are high quality, and there's a gentleman in Melbourne who's he's the doctor that's the one that sort of decides if you need to retire or you can keep playing. So he's gone through all those processes. And one of the things that actually worked out was that he'd had over the course of his career a number of concussions, which weren't great, but he was also suffering from sports migraines, which as can appear like a concussion, so they haven't actually all been concussions. So Sione's had a lot of time out from contact, and he had that time off at the back end of last year, and then even when he came back to training, he was out of contact for a long period of time, and he's just started to resume sort of full contact training now, and all that, all his tests and everything look really, really good. On the captaincy front, obviously, you know, last year Sione was a young kid, and he wasn't a player that we would normally have put at that age into that position, but you know, Jamie Bureau's out there. When Jamie come back, Jamie and Sione certainly worked well together, and now we have a lot more experienced players. We haven't actually really sat down and numbed all that out because, you know, Junior only come late in the year, and Aiden Guerra come a bit later, and all the blokes from all the sort of, I suppose, that had experience from the sort of top-end clubs because of the new CBA rules. When you finish training in World Cups and when you come back to training, it's much, much different to our day, Jimmy, when you come back and train at the same time. So we've only just, like all clubs, are just starting to get our full squad together. But, look, Jamie Bure did a great job last year for us, and him and Sione worked together, you know, it seemed to work sort of pretty well for us. And now we certainly do have some more players who are very, very capable in that area. So I suppose over the next sort of month or so, we'll get a bit better of a feel. But there's certainly no big announcements in the near future there.
Yeah, right. Hey, Brandy, we've taken up a lot of time. We've really appreciated it. I'm sure the listeners have as well. We've got a strong listenership up in the Hunter, and they love their football team up there. Good luck in season 2018, and great to spend some time with you this morning.
Thanks, guys.